Right now, we welcome in here on ESPN Game Night, Mavs legend, having his jersey number 12 hung in the rafters, coming up this Sunday against the Knicks, the great Derek Harper. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm very well, Matt. How are you?
We're good tonight. We appreciate the time.
Hey, man, Derek, I appreciate you coming on. Derek.
How are you, Clark?
I'm good, man. Appreciate you coming on, and congratulations on the jersey retirement. How do you feel about that? You had goosebumps last night. Are you going to have a goosebumps Sunday?
You never know. I don't know. I'm not one to kind of try to channel my emotions. I mean, I'm kind of a realist when it comes to allowing your emotions to go. But it's exciting. I mean, I tried to downplay it initially and act as if it wasn't a big deal. But the more I look at it and the more I go through it, it's a huge deal, man, and I'm excited and try to enjoy it.
Doing it against the Knicks, that makes it even more important?
Well, that's the only opportunity that I had to win a championship. So quite frankly, it's gonna be exciting for New York. 94 against the Rockets. We went to seven games against them, and that brings back some of my greatest basketball memories as a player. So it'll be good. I'm like I said, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a good time.
Going through something like this, do you let yourself think back to your memories of the player and some of your greatest moments as a Maverick, and if you have, can you talk about some of those? What are your fondest memories as a Maverick?
You know, 87, 88, playing against the Lakers. Obviously, they were a nemesis for our basketball team when I was here in Dallas with Mark, Rowe, Brad, Donaldson, Sam Perkins, those guys. When you have a chance to win, I always tell people that if we were not playing against the Lakers, we probably would have made it to the finals frequently, but we couldn't get through L.A. And they had an all-star caliber team, Worthy, Kareem, Magic, of course, Michael Cooper, Byron Scott, those guys. They set the standard in the Western Conference every single year. And to push them to seven games with the guys that I pushed them with, that I truly believed in, that has to stand out the most to me. I mean, it was fun times. I mean, it wasn't the MFFLs. It was the reunion rowdies. it was different altogether, man. It really was. We were under different ownership, and Don Carter, Linda Carter, Norm Sanju, Rick Sun, Bob Weiss, those guys. But we had our chances. And, you know, when you're able to put a basketball franchise on the map, I think it speaks volume to where the Mavericks are, where they started and where they are now.
What's it going to mean to you when you look up there and you see 12, already there's 15, there's 22, two guys that you played with, you know, for, I guess, most of the 10 years that you were here in Dallas,
yeah,
seeing those guys with Brad and Rolando up there with you?
It's going to mean a lot. You know, I went to war with those guys. Those guys really taught me. I came into the NBA 83, 84, and right away thought that I would be a starter and just take over the backcourt with whoever else. And Brad was in his prime as a player. He was a very good basketball player. I think one of those underrated guys that doesn't get the credit that he deserves. Brad could really play. I learned a lot of different things from him. Rolando taught me how to work and get better as a player during the offseason. And I have a lot of respect for both of them. So to join them, it'll be, it's almost surreal, to be quite frank with you, because, you know, when you go through some of the things that we've gone through as teammates, it's special and something I'll hold on to for forever and ever.
Who you have special in the house? You got any special people you got coming?
I'll have my family. My kids will be there. My mother hopefully will make it. She's under the weather. But all of my brothers and sisters, childhood friends that I grew up with playing the game of basketball in high school, junior high school, there'll be quite a few people there. There'll be some ex-teammates, obviously. But there'll be tons of people there to witness this and to experience it with me. And that's the one thing about this kind of an honor. You don't accomplish it by yourself. There are a lot of people that you had support from. And I think that's what it's all about, Clarence, to be honest with you, is appreciating people, recognizing people that help you along the way. And I'm honored. I'm tickled pink about it. And I can't wait to get it over with. How about that?
No problem, man. Hey, look, we're happy for you and excited for you.
Appreciate
I know
it.
When I first heard about it, I was really excited for you, and I'm glad it's happening. Yeah. And so there are a lot of people in this area who followed your career, who covered you, who are in the media with you now, excited to see you, this finally happen for you, because it's a long time coming. It should happen a long time ago.
Appreciate it.
But looking at this team right now and this Mavericks team, and certainly, listen, you called that game last night, and you got excited certainly toward the end of that game. I was watching you, you were talking about the goosebumps. They almost pulled it out. What happened last night? You talk about the excitement of the game and where this team is headed.
Well, the excitement is kind of generated by Golden State themselves, a team that's been in the finals the last 3 years. I mean, they're a superb basketball team. And this team was good before Kevin Durant joined the basketball team, but you add him, and it's just another dynamic, man, that really gets people going. I walked in the arena last night, got to the arena about 5:45, and everything was Golden State. So I walked down the stairs to my chair to make the call, and there were about, I'm not kidding you, man, maybe 100, 150 kids wearing Golden State uniforms. I was like, you guys are going to be sad after the outcome of this game because the Mavericks are going to win. And people are looking at me like I'm crazy. I just knew the way Dallas was playing coming into this game. They're a very confident group right now, and they think they can win against anybody. They had their chances last night, but, you know, one play decided this game. Who knows what happens in an overtime game? But, you know, Dirk had been up a little bit, and I think Dirk admitted this. If he had been up a little bit on Draymond Green, the outcome may have been different. At least we may have had an overtime. But he laid back a little bit, and I knew the minute that Steph got that shot that it was going to go in. I didn't have to watch it go in. You give a guy like that an opportunity to close you out. 9 times out of 10, it's going to happen. I think he's 8 for 14 in win-a-game situations. So that speaks volume and speaks an incredible credit to him and his ability to close out games.
Talking to Mavs legend Derek Harper here on ESPN Game Night, 103.3 FM ESPN. Kind of curious, when you watch Dennis Smith Jr. play for a team that drafted this guy and just immediately threw him out into the fire against everybody, I mean, Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
What's your impression so far of Dennis Smith Jr.?
And all due, don't take this wrong, that he doesn't give a damn about any of their names to me is what I think about Dennis Smith Jr. The guy is overconfident, and I think for a 19, 20-year-old player, he just turned 20 in November, to have the kind of confidence and the resolve that he has as a player, it speaks volume for him. But this guy's going to be a star. There's no question about it. I mean, he has everything except for time under his belt. I mean, it takes time to become a solid point guard in the NBA. I mean, that's a tough position. Coach Carlisle has a very complex system offensively. I think he wants the ball to move. And a lot of guys, when they're young, they want to pound the basketball and kind of probe and look for their opportunities. Not so much here. So he's adjusting, and he's had some ups and some downs. I mean, he's had 7 turnovers in a game this year against OKC, and he played very well down the stretch of it. Maybe New Orleans played very well down the stretch of that game. So it's on-the-job training for him, but I think he's special. I really do, because he's not afraid. He's not afraid to fail. I think a lot of young players, they're so afraid of failing right away until they don't allow their instincts to take over as a basketball player and as a point guard. You have to be distinctive out there. You can't allow coaches and the opposition to dictate how you approach the game. So I saw him struggle with that a little bit, but he's a very tough-minded kid. But I'm anxious to see him. You know, the first 40 games are one thing, but the next 40, if you're really as good as advertised, you'll really show what you have. And I think the second half of the season will show you who Dennis Smith Jr. is. I think he's going to be special.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I see, that he is confident, but he's not reckless. You know, he's just not out there
not at all.
You know, he's still disciplined with it.
You know, it did, you know, turning to basketball, if you look at all the great players, Isaiah Thomas, Magic, Chuck's Tim Hardaway, you name it, John Stockton, those guys turn the ball over because they're trying to be creative. They're trying to make things happen. So turnovers are, we always say stats are for losers as players, because if you're out there trying to make something happen, it's not always going to happen in favor of you, but at least you're trying to do something aggressively and trying to make things happen. So the one thing I'll say for him is that he has enough talent to carry him as an offensive player, as a defensive player. I mean, the guy is trying to defend and do everything else, and he competes. So you give me a guy like that, then I know he has a chance to make things happen and be pretty good in the league.
All right, Derek, we appreciate the time tonight, man. Thanks so much, and enjoy the hell out of it on Sunday. Much deserved.
I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate you all. Clarence, I'll see you soon.
All right, man. Appreciate you tonight. Thank you for coming on.